Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhardt, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. My guest today is Alexandra, and she is from the Region 4 Area Agency on Aging. Alexandra, how are you?
I'm great today, Johnny. How are you?
Good to be talking with you. Always excited to chat about the great things that you guys have going on at the Area Agency on Aging. First, for people that may not know what you guys are all about, you guys do quite a lot in our community. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so Area Agency on Aging, we're actually celebrating 50 years this year, serving older adults, people with disabilities, and their caregivers in Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. So our mission from day one has been offering choices for independent lives. And we do that in a variety of ways, and many of which I've talked about on your show, Johnny. And today I wanted to talk about a volunteer program that actually was born out of the COVID-19 pandemic. And we're hitting our four-year anniversary on that. Yeah. And so it just keeps growing and thriving. And that is Friendly Callers.
Oh, yeah. We've talked a little bit about this before, but refresh our memories a little bit. What is Friendly Callers?
Yeah, so these are trained volunteers who make connections with isolated seniors. It's, you know, anyone living, you know, by themselves or maybe just feeling some loneliness. This partnership with a volunteer and a client, they can kind of be a friend to each other.
Sure.
and sort of take away some of that isolation.
That's a really cool program. Love that you guys do that. And there's so many seniors in our community that are isolated and not spending a lot of time with other people and having those interactions. So this is a really, really awesome program. How has this really impacted people in our community? Because like you said, it's been going on for a few years now that you've been doing this. What's the feedback been?
Yeah, so I wanted to share a quick story, actually, about one of our clients, Pam. She's 80, and she lives here in St. Joe, and she's been a Friendly Caller volunteer for about 2 years now. And she started, actually, because she had such a positive experience receiving the calls herself. So she's both a call recipient and a caller.
Oh.
So it's kind of made, she was sort of just inspired to help others like they had helped her. So she's in our My Choice Waiver program. So that provides her nursing home level of care in her home. And she's been on that program since 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Her health deteriorated and she felt limited by her ability to connect to others. So she joined the program and, she loves it. I wanted to share a quote from her. We talk about almost everything, things going on in the area, things she's involved with, her friends, weather, nothing too personal. Mm-hmm. She lives in Bridgman. I live in St. Joe. It's a conversation to get to know one another without ever seeing each other. She also says, I wish other people would join and be a part of it. People need it. It's really nice to hear her story. And I know it's impacting so many other seniors around the area too. She has a client in South Haven, that she's actually been able to connect, to some local resources through her senior center. You know, her husband passed away. So
yeah.
Pam's been able to kind of offer some companionship, in that kind of tough time.
That's awesome. Thank you to Pam. And thank you to all the other people that are Friendly Callers. Cause this is an amazing thing. And two, for the caller themselves, they learn so much about somebody in the community, but the person receiving the call, like you said, gets that companionship, gets somebody to chat with, something that is really, really helpful to their daily life and the quality of life for sure.
And we know from the pandemic just how important that connection was for people when they're isolated. So it's exciting to be able to continue to do this for folks who are still isolated through whatever, reason that might be.
Now, Alexandra, if there are people that say, oh, I want to do that. I love talking on the phone and chatting with people on a regular basis. How do I get involved in this?
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. All you have to do is complete a background check and a little pre-service training.
Okay.
And you just have to enjoy conversation with people. We primarily want volunteers that are 18 and older, but there might be some special circumstances for those older teenagers to become friendly callers. And the commitment is super low. Calls are made just once a week to your client. You guys can discuss really whatever you might want to talk about on the phone, keeping it just sort of that just friendly level of conversation.
Sure.
And you guys determine what time works best to do that phone call each week. So it's made from your home, and it's pretty low commitment, I think. You know, if they don't answer, you leave a message, wait for them to call back. Pretty simple. And you're trained on how to make those calls. And if they need resources or something, you have the ability to then connect them to Area Agency on Aging.
That's awesome. What about people that, I guess, how do you connect them with other people? Do the people that need or would love to get and receive those calls?
Yeah, so many of those are our clients here at Area Agency on Aging, a lot of older adults and people with disabilities here in the community. And, you know, we are also welcome those new clients. Maybe you're not connected to Area Agency on Aging services, but you would like a friendly caller. We're happy to help make that connection. And we have actual several clients right now waiting to be assigned to a friendly caller. And so we would love to connect them with some new eager volunteers that want to make a difference.
I love this this program. It's such a, sounds such a like a great thing. But like you said, it's super simple, easy, and very fulfilling for both people on both ends of the line. So this is a really, really fun thing. So again, if we want to learn more about this friendly caller program, what do we need to do to get our to start the process and get started?
Yeah, so you can actually show your interest on our website, areaagencyonaging.org. There's a button that says get involved, and that's the best way to kind of show your immediate interest. You're also welcome to call us. Our direct line to our volunteer team is 269-983-7058.
Have you ever been a friendly caller, Alexandra?
I have not, but I, you know, I've talked to a lot of them. I've done lots of interviews with these clients that have been impacted, and it has made such a difference.
That's really cool. I like talking to people. I mean, maybe I should be one of those friendly callers. That would be fun.
Yeah, once a week. It's a great way to make just a tiny little impact to the community.
Can I change my name and my voice and be totally anonymous if I wanted to?
You know, I'd have to ask our folks that run the program, but, you know, maybe.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Having a good time. No, this is really great. And I think it's so important for people to have those conversations. I mean, you talk with your family members on a regular basis. I think that's too a good public service announcement to call your loved ones and get them on the phone. Don't just send them a text or something like that. It's good to kind of chat and catch up on a regular basis. I know many of my family members that like to do that. So it's a really important thing. You share some stories with people, catch up, and learn a lot. So definitely learn about this friendly caller. And then, like you said, there's a ton of other opportunities for people to volunteer and do all kinds of sorts of things with the Area Agency on Aging, right?
Yep. All those opportunities are there at areaagencyonaging.org, and click get involved.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to hearing you next time when we chat, and maybe you tell me, hey, I had a chance to try out this whole friendly caller thing and get some feedback from you there. And look forward to talking about some of the other great programs you have at the Region 4 Area Agency on Aging. And again, congratulations to your team on the big anniversary. I know you got a lot of other festivities and things lined up here soon. So look forward to hearing about that throughout this this wonderful year as you celebrate all year long.
Thank you so much, Johnny.
Got something to say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.